We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome program Caregiver Dave Nassani. Dave, how are you?
I'm good.
I keep this horror theme going, right? We had a lot of it before Halloween, and we're still celebrating Halloween, right? You talked about how you were celebrating Halloween. We all did, and now we have a great guest today, so introduce our guest.
We have TV and series creator Daryl Woodberry, and he's going to be talking to us about a project he's doing about kid zombies. What's the exact name of that, Neil?
Hey, Daryl, I appreciate you stopping by, Daryl. And let's talk about tell us a little bit about your background, then we'll get right into that. How are you, Daryl?
Oh, fine, Neil. I was born in Detroit, Michigan.
Motown.
I'm a retired auto worker, 32 years of Ford Motor Company. And before I became a writer, that's what I was doing. And
good for you.
So now that I'm retired, I had a lot of time and I started this writing venture. So I wrote a few books on Kid Zombie Adventures series. It's actually a coloring book and reading exercises, and short story. So I wanted to bring that to the screen.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly. So as a writer, it's a challenge, as Dave knows. He's written X amount of books, but to get your name out there, get certain things. What did you know about publicity and stuff like that before you wrote this?
Well, I didn't know very much at all about it. It's a learning process. I'm still in the learning process with that because, but I have Epic Media helping me out. So that's what's bringing me a little more knowledge, getting a professional to help me out with it.
Good. You say you're retired. Do you mind telling us how old you are? Because you don't look that old.
I'm 65.
Oh, I'm older than you. Heck.
I had 32 years at Ford.
Well, congratulations and thank you for your service.
I've been retired 10 years now.
10 years.
Oh, so 11 years.
So you've been going and going and going. Wow. So why kids zombies? What interests you about zombies?
Well, what really interests me was me trying to get kids involved in reading. So I know that kids like zombies, cartoons, and zombie paraphernalia. So that's what struck my interest because I wanted to try to get kids interested in learning.
That's a great motive. That's
a great avenue.
Yeah, it's so important to get kids motivated in those areas, Daryl, because then they are interested and zombies are the thing. Are you an illustrator as well, Daryl, or you had an illustrator when you talk about?
I had an illustrator to help me out with this.
So
really, I just did the writing.
Is it working, Daryl? Are the kids actually reading more now? Are you getting positive feedback from teachers, et cetera?
Yeah, I have been getting positive feedback.
Wow.
And in the back of the short story is actually, I did a comic version too. There's a writing exercise. So they get to write their own little script. So
I would guess that someone from the Biden administration would want you on their team to help raise the grades of grade school children. No?
I would hope so.
Send him a letter.
Exactly.
You're the best kept secret in town.
It never hurts to talk about it. So tell me specifically enough a little bit about kid zombies. What's the difference that with your kid zombie adventures versus other types of zombie stories and stuff?
Well, one thing in particular is the fact that there's no killing involved in this.
Yay.
The kids are escaping or eluding the zombies without anyone really getting hurt. They might get tripped up, the zombies might fall or something like that, but it's no blood and guts involved in that.
Thank God. Good for you. Parents, are they getting a good response? Is their first initial reaction kind of like mine was zombies? Ooh. But now that you tell me that you're doing it to get them to read more, that's a brilliant idea.
And now the TV show, which we're going to go to. But
oh, my God.
The reading, Daryl, what are parents' thoughts on what you building that to get the pitch to get TV? We're going to talk about that next.
Yes. Well, I figure that, the reading's important, but the message is to educate yourself as much as possible and try to think out of the box. So the kids also look at videos a lot. So that's why I made the switch.
Yeah.
And I would think both of them would go together pretty good.
It seems like it. They both go together very, very good, Daryl, because it's something that fits so well. So you did the book and the series. What made you want to do the TV show? Did you go out and say, this is my next goal, is to get this story to be more of a story on TV?
No. Yeah, no. What I really wanted to do was figure a way out or any avenue I could do to get the kids interested in learning as much as possible. So I know that kids are hooked on video games, and the video games have like cartoon characters on there. So I thought it would be a good idea to make a cartoon, and it would complement the books. Yeah. And it piqued the kids' interest a little more.
It definitely does, Daryl. And go ahead, Dave.
What's a typical storyline in your zombies? Book, the motive, I mean, not the motive, but the storyline. Give me a typical scenario of what's going on in the book and or the TV.
Okay, in the first episode, the kids are out for the summer break, and it started a camp, summer camp. And then all of a sudden, the zombies appear, but before the zombies appear, the kids are introducing themselves and they're talking about education, and they're in the clubhouse, and a storm came up, and they're telling zombie stories to scare one another.
Okay.
Lo and behold, there's real zombies out there. So then this particular group, that's what they call the kids. They're a diverse group of kids. They get together and they plan how they're gonna make the escape. And it's done through they're putting their minds together to escape. So they go through all these obstacles and they do finally escape. Mm.
How long has this idea been brewing in your mind while you were working on the auto line way back when?
Well, the auto industry taught me that teamwork is important. And so with that in mind, if everybody stuck together, good things could come behind, you know, like longevity on the job.
Right.
So that's what brought me to get to that topic.
Let's talk about the themes. What types of morals of the story do you want the kids to learn watching your show?
I want them to learn about teamwork, how important that is, how important education is, and the ability to think outside the box, abstract thought. So if you can find a way, continue, you know, do it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. You know, our country's so divided racially. Is there anything that would encourage kids that, you know, to not look at the color of someone's skin, but rather the content of their heart, to quote Martin Luther King?
Yeah. One character was saying that, like, one character is a Caucasian kid. He's kind of skinny, but he likes to read a lot. And he happens to have a good, knowledgeable personality. So they use his knowledge in that way. He's not that strong. Then we have an Asian girl, and she's got really good athletic abilities. So each person, each kid has their own strength. And when they put them all together, they make the escape, and they continue. So that's the first episode.
Teamwork.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. So that's interesting. The first episode, teamwork. That's key. And to talk about those things. And now I was asking you, Daryl, why you did it, but how did you do it? Because there's so many authors, writers that want something made into a TV show, a movie, certain things. How did you go about doing this to get picked up?
Well, I did a lot of research on trying to find out how to do it. And luckily, I found Film Hub. So Film Hub helped me out because they gave me the ability to get on the screen. After I
So you weren't very computer savvy before that, huh?
Was I computer savvy?
Yeah.
Well,
you said they got you on the screen. I thought you meant the computer screen.
Yeah, they got on the screen and the TV screen. So they did a great job. They got you ready for it, right? And then, so what does Film Hub do after they helped you? What do? They develop to get on the screen, and then it's up to you to start pitching it, Daryl?
Yes. Film Hub pitches a little bit, but you have to do your own PR or get somebody to do it. That's why I went with Epic Media.
That's great. And Epic does a tremendous job. They do a lot of great documentaries and films. I've been working with them for a couple of years, and they have amazing, amazing people to talk to. Now, Daryl, where can people watch the TV show? And then Dave's going to ask his last question. Where can people check it out?
Well, it's on Tubi TV. It's on Nuala TV in Africa. It's on Venmo. I think one more.
Awesome.
But Film Hub helps you. They help pitch those shows, stations, streaming stations, to get you on there.
That's great. And especially you getting it all worldwide. That's fantastic. Okay, Dave, ask your caregiving question, please.
Well, I'm a caregiver, Daryl. 25 years, my wife had a stroke, became paralyzed, speech impaired. And now I'm caregiver Dave. I'm helping other caregivers not make the same mistakes I did. I like to say that you're going to be a caregiver, whether you know it or not. Eventually, you're either going to need one or be one. I wondered if you had any worries about maybe one of your family members eventually needing care and worrying that was on the horizon. I also just got an idea that'd be a great storyline, you know, putting caregivers, you know, elderly person needing care in your stories as well. That would be one way of bringing caregiving into it, the awareness, you know.
Yeah, I would say, well, you know, I was a caregiver too.
Is that right? Who? To who?
I used to be a medic for Detroit EMS.
Oh, good for you. So are you married?
I also was a triage person at Children's Hospital of Michigan.
How about
that? Wow, you're a professional caregiver. Any family members that you had to care for? Parents, grandparents, spouse, special needs?
Yeah. I had to watch my, well, my mother, she passed away, but I was able to give her some care, and my other family members too, my father too. But I was in that medical profession for a while, being laid off from the plant.
Yeah.
So my reason for wanting people to be educated, because that helped me, you know, the layoff. So I went to school, I became a medic.
Yeah.
And you just can never give up, I guess.
So were you a paramedic?
I was the EMT.
Oh, wow. Yeah, good for you.
Daryl, you have a great story, and it's, you keep going, and I'm impressed, Dave. Bye, and definitely people need to check out caregiverdave.com if they need caregiving help. Dave's the man. But Daryl, I'm impressed by what you've been able to accomplish. You talked about it's different streaming platforms,
yeah,
and everyone needs to check it out. And anywhere to follow you, Daryl, are you on social media that people can check you out?
Yeah, I have a website, kidszombieadventures.com. And a Twitter account, Kids Zombie Adventure.
Yeah, awesome. What you're doing is great, Daryl, and you need to be spotlighted somehow. I mean, go on Shark Tank, and you need exposure. You're the best kept secret in town. If other people who can be retired can take your advice and your example and start training themselves, don't you know, depend on Social Security, don't depend on your employer, not to let you off, etc. Yeah.
It's just a It's great what he's doing, and he's amazing. Daryl, we appreciate it. I'll definitely follow you on Twitter. Let's stay in touch. Best of luck, and everyone needs to check it out. So I appreciate it, Daryl.
And I appreciate you having me. Thank you both.
Thank you, Daryl. Okay, bye-bye. Take care, guys. All right, guys, that was the Caregiver Dave Celebrity segment. Take care.